Jamie Locker with you here on a snowy, freezing rain type of day in Saskatchewan. And yes, we'll keep you up to date on the highways. Right now, still some highways closed around the Estevan area. Snow covered in around Regina in some areas. This system starting to hit that Fort Capel region, and we'll keep you up to date. And you can keep us up to date on what you're seeing on the drive home. Also, some travel not recommended around the Gravelberg area south of Karenport, southwest of Moose Jaw on those highways. We'll keep you up to date as a winter blast hitting Saskatchewan this afternoon. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line if you want to keep us up to date on the highways. We begin the Green Zone each and every day with the starting lineup, the top sports headlines. And yes, the 2026 season is upon us with the schedule release.
A new season is underway.
Yes, the Riders, we know, will open the regular season week one without a game. It's a bye week for the Rough Riders to open the regular season. A lot of thumbs down on that one. But they will do the Grey Cup banner unveiling week two at home in a West final rematch against the BC Lions. The Grey Cup rematch, if you're looking forward to that against the Alouettes, well, you'll wait and wait. That won't be until Thanksgiving, week 19. It's actually the first of a home-and-home set, week 19 and 20 against the Montreal Alouettes. Full details on the schedule, cjme.com, ckom.com. Britton will be in to assess things, and the president of the Rough Riders, Craig Reynolds, will join Locker and I at 4:05. You can send in your questions, but a real quick rider note, Locker. CFL Offensive Lineman of the Year, Jermarcus Hardrick, the latest Rough Rider to sign a new deal. It is a one-year extension for the man they call Yoshi and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
All right, we'll stick with this. CFL Davis Alexander locks up a new deal in Montreal.
A deep drop over the middle of the field, into the end zone, touchdown! Davis Alexander with a dart!
Pressure's coming, Alexander, end zone, touchdown!
So this has him signed through till 2028. Alexander has not lost a regular season game as a starter and did not lose his first as a starter until the Grey Cup against the Rough Riders. So it's somebody they're definitely interested in. And another quick note here, another signing in the CFL, Cody Fajardo extends his deal with the Elks. It looks like they're going to go with him as QB1 as he stole Trey Ford's starting job in Edmund Chuck.
I'll be interested to see where Trey Ford's going. Or maybe he's staying in Edmonton. I don't know.
I don't think he sticks around.
NFL last night. Jalen Hurts certainly knows how to turn over the football.
Hurts keeps, throws, batted up and picked off, intercepted, and the Chargers win the ball game.
Yes, it went to overtime last night. Chargers win 22-19 in overtime. That was the last play of the game. Jalen Hurts, that was his fourth interception. He turned the ball over five times. Interestingly, he turned the ball over twice on one play when he threw an interception. The guy who caught it fumbled it. Jalen Hurts picked up the fumble, and then he fumbled that, turning it over to the Chargers. That's hard to do, is have two turnovers on the same play. The Chargers' victory, meanwhile, lowered Kansas City's playoff chances even more. Now just 11% chance they make the playoffs. The Eagles' loss does give life to Britton Gray's Dallas Cowboys' playoff chances just by a hair, but there you have it. It is an increase for the Cowboys' playoff chances with that Eagles loss.
Colts are hoping a grandfather can save their season.
And Rivers is going long. He's got a man open. Touchdown, Indianapolis.
Phillip Rivers is going to throw it on first down. They're going to go deep down the sideline. Got his man open, and he hits him. This is Tyrell Williams for 75 yards and a touchdown.
So late last week, we heard rumblings that he might be making an appearance on the practice squad. They're putting him in the lineup?
Well, he's still on the practice squad, but okay. He worked out and things went well yesterday. So
he's 44. He's obviously there because of Daniel Jones. Rivers has not played since 2020. And yes, he is a grandfather. He's got like 42 kids, and his oldest made him a grandfather not too long ago. Brett Favre is the first one, if you believe that, to be a grandfather in the NFL. And I would bet everything I own that someone was a grandfather that just didn't tell anybody about it.
That could have happened.
Yes.
In the history of the National Football League. But yeah. Officially, Brett Favre's one. And
coming from a mother.
Philip Rivers.
Who was 16 when she popped out a bouncing baby boy named Lachlan. I'm telling you right now. There's been multiple grandfathers in the NFL.
Officially, just two, according to the sources. Meanwhile, oh, yay. Vancouver Canucks, amid Quinn Hughes rumors, lay another egg.
Came loose, side of the net, and they score! JVR finds the Brinket, goes across, great feet, what a goal! Oh, what a goal! Sandin Pellegrino, they score! Danielson, I think, got a piece of that one.
To the empty net, here's Larkin, going to make it 10, and he does!
You needed to put all four in there, Scott? 4-0 win for the Red Wings last night. The Canucks have only scored 5 goals and 5 losses over their last 6 games. They did score 4 in a win the other night. The Canucks are 32nd in the league in points percentage. Just so you know, there's only 32 teams in the league, so that would put them last. And a new Quinn Hughes rumor sparking up is that the Detroit Red Wings have had conversations with the Van. Just trade them. Just trade them now. Get this over with. I don't want to live this life for the next 4 months on trade rumors of Quinn Hughes. He's not coming back. Why would you? The owners suck. Management sucks. He wants out. Get out of there, Quinn. I fully endorse Quinn Hughes just loading up his bag and going, peace, let me know when you've traded me. Because this team is an absolute bleep show right now.
The interesting thing about the Red Wings rumor, I mean, the Leafs rumor, please.
No.
If there's a question mark about New Jersey's cap space, what are the Leafs going to do?
Trade them Austin Matthews? I don't
know. No. Stop, Leaf fans. The Red Wings have room. They could make it work.
And the speculation is there are teams pretty well acknowledging they're only going to get them for 2 playoff runs before free agency opens up. But it could be Detroit. We'll see. And
is that a rental? No, he's not a rental guy. No. So I don't know.
He's got this year and next left on his deal, but it's over. Like, it's over.
He might stick it out in Vancouver for the next 2 years. Until the cap goes, because then he has more room to move. Like, they'll have more room to move him, right? I can't believe we're not talking about the Leafs.
I can.
Shutout last night. They've won 6 of their last 10. They've secured 14 of 20 available points in the last 10 games. They're back. That's a better story than the Oilers. 2-game streak.
Oh, they're looking for their first 3-game streak of the season tonight. Locker, you're getting excited.
I'm going to watch it. I'm not expecting anything other than a disappointment. The country's top athlete of the year was just announced.
For the first time in 25 years, the same player won the regular season MVP, the scoring title, and now he's your finals MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
And SGA is also your Northern Star Award recipient again this year. There were some other names on the list of finalists. Summer McIntosh, of course. She's been somebody they've looked at the last couple of years. Rachel Homan. A rugby player, and I hope I don't butcher her name too badly here, Sophie DeHoudou?
Huda.
And then the hammer throw world champion, Cameron Rogers. You probably remember her. But yes, some big names in there, but
it went SGA in 2023, Summer McIntosh last year, back to SGA.
Yeah.
And I imagine it'll be a Winter Olympian in 2025, usually, or 2026, usually.
SGA, it makes sense. Oh. You can't be upset about
They're 23-1 this year, the Oklahoma City. So they won the championship. He's MVP. And now they're 23-1 on a 15-game winning streak, are the Oklahoma City Thunder.
And he's been just unbelievable. Lights out, like, points-wise again this year. Yeah.
Coming up next, here on the Green Zone, the CFL schedule is out. Our truth or trash question is this. Should the CFL always begin the season with the Grey Cup banner raising? Because you're going to have to wait until week two for that to happen this year. 1-877-332-8255. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on a wintry Tuesday. Some of the highways around Saskatchewan still have travel not recommended. Crack open the highway hotline before you hit the road home this afternoon. And if there's something we should be passing along, accidents, icy conditions that we haven't talked about, and you want to spread the word, you can do so. 1-877-332-8255. That is the text line here on the Green Zone this afternoon with Jamie and Locker. The CFL schedule came out earlier today, 10 a.m. sharp. And the defending Grey Cup champion, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, week one, open the season. They're on the bye week. They're on a bye week, week one. They will not play.
I think a lot of the schedule-making sort of dance you do is... Last year, they did have a very favorable schedule.
The Riders did, yes.
Yeah, so I think you kind of have to take maybe a bit of a back seat the following year, regardless of whether or not you win a championship. I think there might be a little bit of that.
Well, it's also the World Cup, and there's two teams out of their building for June.
Yeah,
and parts of July. The BC Lions and the Toronto Argonauts, so that adds a wrinkle to the schedule. So the Riders, Lions, and Argos are all off the first week. So the Lions come into Saskatchewan, both teams coming off a bye. I think that might be an adjustment you see going forward. There was always one team that had a bye, and then they'd have to play a team that played. The Argos will have to do that by default, but the Lions and Riders both come off a bye from week one into that opener in Saskatchewan. That'll be the Grey Cup. June 13th, you'll see the Grey Cup. You'll see the Grey Cup banner unveiled at Mosaic Stadium June 13th. And, of course, the Riders have 10 home games in the regular season.
How does that work out money-wise?
In what way?
Does all that gate go to the
Argos home? We do not know. Craig Reynolds is coming up, and he probably isn't allowed to answer fully, but I'm sure there's some revenue sharing going on that gate between the Rough Riders and the Argos, because as I'm a Rider season ticket holder, that is one of our season ticket games.
So
that game.
You got 2 months of World Cup that's thrown the BC Lions and the Argonauts schedule into a bit of a blender. And I think everybody else had to make adjustments around that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what happened here. I like the separation of the home games through the course of the season. But I also, how many Friday night games did we get last year?
I would have to run to the office in the break, but
there's three this year.
Oh, no.
I like the Friday night games.
Friday home games, yes.
The Friday night home games.
Three Friday home games.
I think we might have had three or four last season.
Four Saturday games, two Sunday games. Of course, one of those being the Bombers on that Labor Day Sunday. And a reminder, Saskatoon.
We only got the one Thursday game.
Saskatoon football fans, May 23rd, that preseason game, Winnipeg Blue Bombers in Saskatchewan. That is in Saskatoon at Griffith Stadium this year for the Riders' schedule that was released. Britton Gray has some thoughts. He'll share those next. Plus, we are combing through the schedule release videos from the teams. The Bombers apparently made a video game that you can actually play. And the Nathan Rourke one with the BC Lions, it's pretty funny when it comes to the creativity around the CFL on schedule release day.
Do my best to waste another day.
This is going to be Britain's theme song in a few days, I do believe. Our Green Zone Rider reporter joining us.
Really powerful lyrics.
He's really, are you, but you're not, I'll tell you what, Britain is not mailing it in before his winter blast off to Mexico. That he's working on features. He's got the schedule. Jamarcus Hardrick signed today. He's scheduling other stuff. He's a lot better than I am because I'm off for a few days after starting on Thursday, and I'm starting to pack her in this week, boys.
All I'm saying is if the Riders wanted to wait a few weeks for Jamarcus Hardrick to sign, would have been great for me.
That gives you something to keep busy on.
I got lots of things to do.
So earlier today, Locker, we were in the Green Zone lounge, Burton wasn't there. However, he texted the group chat and said, "This is scheduling malpractice," is how he said it, that the Riders don't have a game week one of the CFL season. Yes, the schedule.
It is quite
came out today. And Britton, why is it scheduling malpractice to have the Rough Riders off week one?
The Grey Cup champions don't get a chance to raise the banner to kick off the season. Doesn't have to be game number one, but week one should be a celebration. We're back. And the best way to do that as a league is to have your champions come out, get their celebration in, and then you really kick it off. Every team does. Every league has the defending champions doing something now to open the season, essentially. And for the CFL to not do it, it's another missed opportunity when you look at marketing and how this league can get more eyeballs on this league on television.
It was week two last year, too. The Toronto was started on the road, and then they opened the season.
Yeah, that's a... In week two.
At least they played week one. The Riders don't even play. They have 21 days in between a preseason game and their first game of the season.
It is a little weird.
Montreal had to wait until week three in 2024. So this is becoming a trend.
We got Craig in today, Craig Reynolds. We got to ask him if it was even a conversation, because that does seem a little off. Yeah. Like yesterday, before we had our hands on the schedule, we had a conversation about the fact that the CFL should be kicking off a week one, matchup between the two Grey Cup teams, which
I just looked. The last time the CFL started week one with the defending Grey Cup champion putting up the banner on week one, it was the second game of the season, Friday Night Football in 2022, when the Bombers played the Ottawa Redblacks.
That's a little weird, eh?
That was the last time with the three Eastern champions, Toronto, Montreal, Toronto. Not happening and not happening this year. Although it is the opening game of the regular season for the Rough Riders.
Well, that's good at least.
They're at home, I guess.
One of the best memories I have
for the home opener.
Of a home opener. And if you were there, you won't forget the game. And this was when the schedule was a little bit different, where they started this regular season. Usually it was around Canada Day. It was the Canada Day Classic opening week, Riders hosting the Alouettes in a rematch of the 2009 Grey Cup, ended in overtime. It was a scene to have the Alouettes and the Riders going head-to-head after an emotional Grey Cup. I think it's a gimme putt for me, isn't it, Britton, to have that for the schedule maker to go, okay, week one, Grey Cup rematch.
Yeah.
Boop.
It does seem pretty easy. But
although
again,
I don't mind that it is BC. It is a West final rematch, and it was a heck of a football game against the BC Lions, right?
Now, the week one bye, I think it's more of a symptom of the nine teams in the league, because I think they wanted to give BC and Toronto bye weeks because they're losing games already. They're already kicked out of their stadium. It allows you to get them back in their stadium without them missing as many games. So I get them doing that. Then you need another team to take a bye week. It was the Riders.
That's a good point.
But to me, now I'm curious, when is the schedule done? Is it done before the Grey Cup is finished? Do you maybe have to just put the schedule out a little bit later now to get some of these marquee matchups? That's what I need to know.
No. Because the way events work as well, right? If you're in Toronto, if you're in Edmonton, you're in Calgary, they block off dates. Like a
then
year.
You can't guarantee any sort of Grey Cup rematch. You just have to hope.
Yeah.
If the schedule was done before the Grey Cup's done.
There may even be an event here at Mosaic that we don't know about. I'm just probably not because I think you're right. I think this schedule is more a product of what's happening with the World Cup and Detroit are in BC and in Toronto. So, but if you're a promoter and if you have a tour, the first thing you do, and that could be a year out, Britton, is you get on the phone with all the potential and you go, I need you to block this. These days off. Yeah. So,
like BMO, we've talked to the CFL schedule maker before. BMO in Toronto gives the Argos pretty well 15 days. Here's your days. And then they have 9 games to fit in. So figure it out.
And like, and like a market,
not
like
a lot of
Toronto,
not a lot of space there. For the Toronto Argos.
Yeah. In Saskatchewan, the Riders probably have a lot more say than, say, a Vancouver, a Toronto, a Montreal, an Edmonton.
I get you can't book in Toronto, but Edmonton, in Saskatchewan, Tomo. There's not a lot of events going on at that stadium. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
you can get a home game there.
Have you noticed?
For a lot of it.
Jamie and I, Locker. Britton Gray, Green Zone Rider Reporter, CFL schedule release. Of course, all the teams, or most of the teams, did some sort of social media thing. The Riders schedule release, it just scrolled through kind of bloopers and highlights of the season.
I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, Kerry. He and Schaefer Baker trying to say work safe Saskatchewan and work safe Bob was... a bit hilarious.
They made sure to put the sound down every time Corey Mays swore in his post-game speeches during the video. There were a few times.
He's prone for that. We know this. But Britton Gray is going to stand right here in the province of Saskatchewan and award the champion of the schedule release to the bitter rival, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. You think you like theirs?
I like theirs. There's a lot of jabs taken at other teams. And then when I realized you could play the game that they made, 100%. That's amazing. A great way to just get people to click on the link. It's fun.
They made a game.
You can
play a video game on your phone. So they figured out how to play a video game. Well, then when will the CFL figure out? Video game. But that was one.
Very creative.
The Nathan Rourke BC Lions one. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty funny.
It's a little long.
It's 4.5 minutes.
The Montreal Alouettes is too long as well. The paintball-themed one.
But they take a jab at the It's Our Time thing with the Riders. They take a jab at the Last Saskatchewan Pirate song when they're coming to Saskatchewan. That they slide him the Ottawa Red Blacks logo. Oh, just it's great.
It's good.
I'm glad we have Buck Pierce as our coach and he's not going anywhere. Toronto. There were some great jabs taken at other teams, and that is one thing I do like about the CFL. They're not too serious with each other. They can do this. Could you imagine in the NFL a team doing that?
The Chargers do it all the time, aren't they?
Some teams do. Yeah, but it is a little, they play a little nicer down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the schedule is out for the.
What was the Elks one again? Why am I gapping on that one?
They did a bunch of TikTok trends.
Oh,
the mascot was scrolling through and there's a bunch of different TikTok trends.
Was there any 6-7 references in any?
There was remember. One. One of them had a.
BC had one.
Yeah. BC had one. That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah, huge fail.
Listen, BC had a lot of great ones. They had a lot of interest. The 50 burger.
Let's get to the other news around the CFL. Bunch of news today on extensions and signings. Let's start off in Saskatchewan. As you mentioned earlier, Jermarcus Hardrick, one more year, at least, for the most outstanding offensive lineman of the year.
Just makes sense. He really loves it here. really they like him. It just made a ton of sense. If you can make the money work, obviously they could. And this is about running it back. He's another guy that it felt like if Trevor Harris was coming back, he was coming back because of he's always said Trevor Harris makes him look good because of how quickly Trevor can get the ball out. And just that offensive line group, all the adversity they've had to overcome over the past few years, they're a close group. You can tell he loves playing with Logan Ferland. So makes a ton of sense. And that was one of those must needs. There's a lot of you need to sign guys from a championship team, but he really felt like a different tier when you looked at it.
You had to protect Trevor Harris. He's getting up there, right? Like,
oh, yeah, there's no doubt about
35?
It.
35? Yep, right now.
But he's the most outstanding offensive lineman, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's able to.
Remember we had Trevor in, and Trevor's like, my phone's been ringing.
Somebody called and said, what are you doing? I need to know. That might have been Jamarcus, actually. but I think there's going to be some more news trickling out through the next few weeks. Other news around the CFL, Cody Fajardo, back in Edmonton, one-year extension. Do you think that has any impact on Trey Ford's future if it hadn't already with the Edmonton Elks?
100%.
No, because he was gone anyway. The Trey Ford experiment is done in Edmonton. They've tried to do it. It's not working. I think
do you want to put it on the board? Trey Ford will not be an Edmonton Elk in 2026.
I really want to.
I bet on that.
You have to shave your beard.
That's not happening. Okay. So, but
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him to do a bet. It feels like the beard. That's my goal.
How many times can you bench a guy from being your starter before he's had enough of the yo-yo way?
Until we all realize maybe he's not a starting quarterback.
He's gone.
Do you want to put it on the board?
I would. I don't.
Will you have shave your
I'll just grow it right back.
Oh.
Mine's a little less of evasive as his. That's true.
I don't know what's under here is the issue. I haven't seen what's under here in a while, so we need to keep it that way.
Davis Alexander adds another year to his deal. He already had an extension signed through 2027. He's now signed through 2028. Pretty well probably rejigged his contract a little bit salary structure-wise so they can re-sign a few guys. No-brainer for the Alouettes to sign this kid.
He's the franchise guy. If he wants to keep signing extensions 3 years out, let him do it.
Do you buy his, like, during Grey Cup, I know a lot of people don't like me. Do you buy that? Like, do people not like Davis Alexander?
Yeah.
I don't. Why? Because he flexes his muscles after a big play? Like what?
It's on the field. I wouldn't call it antics, but he's taunting. Game's happening. And not everybody does that. I mean, you can be a confident player on the ice, on the field, on the court. There's that next level where you take it and you're, you know, making eye contact with the fans. And
Britton, what do you think?
Letting him have it.
I agree. Yeah, I think some people do hate him, the brashness. But, that's part of sports. Steph Curry is one of the most likable guys in the NBA. He does his shimmy. I can't stand him when he does it. It's part of sports. Sometimes you just hate a guy when he's not on the team you cheer for.
Because he's too good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You respect the game. Do you really have to flex on him and ask for more booze?
I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he's a great teammate. Everyone talks about how fantastic of a teammate is, and they did a lot of video content on the CFL on the YouTube page.
Bombers video game, when they get to the Owls section, it's just a gigantic Davis Alexander in a white, what are they, the
muscle shirt
and he's, you have to, that it takes a while to bring him down, to be quite honest. So
he's a bit of a bulldog. He's not the tallest gentleman, but he's
I like it.
He's kind of just as wide as he is tall.
It's fun. It's good for the CFL to have guys who will show personality on the field. But I agree.
I definitely agree, and especially in this league because it's those characters. As much as I can't stand the Tkachuk brothers and their entire family, I know how good that is for the league.
Jamie and I.
People want an enemy.
Locker, Britton, here in the Green Zone. What do you think of the Riders' schedule release today? No game in week one. We'll play Truth or Trash Tuesday a little bit later on. Should it always be a Grey Cup rematch to start the CFL season?
Yes!
I don't think so.
Yes.
Coming up next, this day in sports history, an NFL record was set in stone. The last year, it almost fell. What it is, we'll tell you next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. On this day in sports history, it was December the 9th, and an NFL single-season record was set.
He's got it, and a brand-new single-season rushing record for the outstanding star from Southern Methodist.
2,007 yards. Nobody has ever done it better. Eric is number one.
And he'd add 98 the next week to end the season with 2,105 yards rushing in the 1984 season. Last year, Saquon Barkley was actually on pace to break that record, fell 100 yards short. He was getting rested at the end of the season.
They benched him.
Yeah. But now let's be fair. Eric Dickerson did it in 16 games, and that was 17 for Saquon Barkley last year. So it's still number one, Eric Dickerson. He broke the record on this day in 1984.